Demonstrators clashed with police this week in Budapest on the 50th anniversary of Hungary's revolt against Soviet domination. But this time they are protesting the socialist government's economic policies as they continue to argue over the legacy of Hungary's 1956 uprising. 81-year-old Hungarian journalist András Spiro was a witness to those events, which began on October 23rd in Budapest Bem Square, where thousands of students gathered to hear the list of demands for reform by Hungary's communist government. A woman appeared on the balcony of the foreign ministry, waving the Hungarian tricolor, from which the hated Soviet hammer and sickle had been cut out. Mr. Biro says he was attending an editorial meeting where the topic was the freedom of the press.
Suddenly there are flashes of photographers, and people start yelling, "Stop photography," because they were afraid it was the police. I don't know what took me, but I stood up and started to yell, "Let them take our pictures." At this moment, a photographer from Life magazine took me. The days of 56 were probably the most beautiful days of my life.
András Spiro says the feeling of camaraderie among his colleagues was unprecedented.
I sound probably very romantic telling you this, but the truth is that its sense of solidarity, the political divisions which existed before and afterwards, disappeared. We had one objective, the Russians out.
After Stalin's death in 1953, most European communist parties began to develop a reformist wing. Hungarian dictator Matyas Rákosi was forced to yield his position as prime minister to Imre Nagy, who later declared his intention to withdraw Hungary from the Warsaw Pact. The 1956 uprising, which lasted less than 2 weeks, was ultimately crushed by Soviet tanks. András Zsóter, another political revolutionary, says he was serving a 7-year sentence in a coal mine outside Budapest when the uprising began. Mr. Zsóter says the new reform government was briefly successful.
They freed us in October 31st. That was part of the revolution, first part. After that, the Russians came back in 4th of November, and right away I was participating in the escalating war. We tried to hold up the Russian invasion, and nothing happened from the outside world, and pretty soon I have to leave the country in a hurry before they would find me and hang me. And the older people like me, it's a memory very deeply engraved.
Mr. Zsóter, who has since returned to Hungary, says before the collapse of communism in 1989, the younger generation knew very little about the 56 uprising. Their parents were afraid to talk about it. According to András Spiro, for more than 3 decades, the Hungarian communist regime had to legitimize its collusion with the Soviets, which ended with the 1989 revolutions in Central and Eastern Europe.
In 1990, every Hungarian was not very clear about what 56 really was, with the exclusion of the families of those who were personally involved. However we look at 56, the internal message of the movement was a purified socialism, as we called it later on in 68, socialism with a human face.
At first it seemed to succeed, astonishing the world but shaking the Kremlin, according to Barrett McGurn, then Rome bureau chief of the New York Herald Tribune. But what happened later was tragic.
On Sunday morning, November 1, All Souls Day, with candles burning in the windows, the Russians came in firing at everything.
Hopelessly outnumbered, the Hungarian freedom fighters were no match for the Soviet tanks. They hoped the West, especially the United States, would intervene. But the West was preoccupied with the Suez Crisis in Egypt. More than 2,600 died during the revolution, and 200,000 more fled the country. Another elderly Hungarian journalist and the author of 6 books on Hungary, Jenő Tasi, says he looks back on the events 50 years ago as a success, not a failure.
I think the West behaved rather shamefully to Hungary. Hungary has done the first revolt against communism. I think they should have given more credit.
Although Hungary is a free country today, the ruling Socialist Party and the right-wing opposition Fidesz are struggling for dominance. And as András Spiro says, each one is trying to portray the events of 1956 as closer to its own philosophy. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.